Welcome to our show, everybody. I'm Rick Pettigrew. Our stories from this past week of Archaeologica are about evidence that people found a way to move the huge Stonehenge altar stone hundreds of kilometers from Scotland, a South African cave with human fire use more than a million years old, pirate shipwrecks in the Bahamas, and a huge Copper Age mass burial in Spain with evidence of childhood disease. We'll get to those in a few seconds. Thanks to everyone for supporting our subscription platform, Heritage Broadcasting Service, available at heritagetac.org. We have hundreds of titles you can binge upon, including our recent video series about searching for the lost aircraft of Amelia Earhart. Please help us spread the word. Again, that link is heritagetac.org. Our tour program, TAC Tours, will continue in October 2026 with our tour of key sites in Turkey, including Göbekli Tepe and other sites at the root of human civilization. Registration is still open for that. The link to our tour program is at archaeologychannel.org/tours. Send us feedback on the Archaeology Channel Facebook page or post a message on our social networking site, ArchaeoSeek. And now, here's Laura Kennedy with the audio news from Archaeologica. We hope you find this to be a valuable part of your day.
Welcome to the audio news from Archaeologica. I'm Laura Kennedy, and these are the headlines in archaeological and historical news for the week of May 31st through June 6th, 2026. Our first story this week takes us to Stonehenge in southern England. A new study shows that both human efforts and glaciers played a role in bringing the massive altar stone to the prehistoric site. Neolithic communities transported the monumental stone over hundreds of kilometers, demonstrating incredible determination and coordination. As reported by phys.org, an international team of scientists conducted the study, and the results appeared in the Journal of Quaternary Science. The team included specialists from Curtin University, Sheffield Hallam University, the University of Sheffield, Wessex Archaeology, and the University of Bristol. The altar stone is a sandstone megalith that weighs around 6,000 kilograms. Archaeologists believe that other stones at Stonehenge originated between 25 and 230 kilometers away. However, this new analysis demonstrates that the altar stone actually originated 700 kilometers away in northeast Scotland. This massive distance has revived a long-standing archaeological debate about how ancient people moved such a heavy monument. Previous studies showed that glaciers could not have moved the stone alone. The new research builds on this finding to clarify how ancient populations achieved this feat. The team used mineral grain dating to confirm the origin point of the stone and modeled ancient ice sheets to test whether glaciers could have transported it. The models revealed that glaciers during the last ice age could have moved the altar stone to Dogger Bank off the coast of northeast England. However, the North Sea inundated this area thousands of years before people built Stonehenge. Beyond that single location, the team found no glacial pathways that could have carried the stone all the way to southern England. Co-lead author Dr. Anthony Clark, a research fellow with the Timescales of Minerals Systems group at Curtin University, explained that the findings point to human intervention. Neolithic communities carefully planned the transport in multiple stages across a challenging landscape, likely starting from northeastern Scotland. These ancient mariners and haulers probably combined overland transport with coastal water routes. This intensive transport process demonstrates a high level of social organization, long-distance cooperation, and a sophisticated understanding of geography among Neolithic communities. The study demonstrates how combining geological analysis with computer modeling can unlock ancient mysteries. The team plans to investigate specific transport routes and pinpoint the exact quarry site of the altar stone. Next, we travel to the Wonderwerk Cave in South Africa. An international research team used a new analytical technique here to push back the timeline for controlled fire use by hundreds of thousands of years. earliest Shulian hominins, likely Homo erectus, continually brought fire into this cavern. As reported by Heritage Daily, scientists have long recognized Vunderwerk Cave as a vital repository of prehistoric archaeology. The site contains exceptionally preserved evidence of human occupation dating back nearly 2 million years. While wild bushfires often compromise open-air African archaeological sites, this deep cave protects its ancient hearths. Researchers discovered unmistakable evidence of fire located 30 meters inside the cave entrance, far beyond the reach of natural elements. Previous studies identified signs of burning dating to approximately 1 million years ago. The new project found evidence of burning at least 1.07 million years old, and possibly extending to 1.8 million years ago. The international team analyzed 161 fossilized micro-mammal bones from two early Pleistocene archaeological layers. Many of these small bones came from pellets that barn owls produced, which could have combusted under high temperatures. The team applied Fourier transform infrared spectroscopy to analyze the chemical changes in the bones. The scientists also introduced a new luminescence technique borrowed from forensic science. By applying a specialized blue light and optical filters, the method isolates burnt bones through their distinctive reddish glow. This rapid, non-destructive technique offers a valuable tool for archaeological sites worldwide. The team confirmed the accuracy of this method by comparing the Vunderwerk cave fossils with experimentally burnt modern bones and Spanish Bronze Age artifacts. In the oldest layer, every analyzed fossil showed clear evidence of burning. Furthermore, the team mapped these burnt remains in distinct clusters. This pattern indicates that early hominins continually brought fire to the site over long periods. While this study proves that early hominins could control and transport fire, the data do not support the idea that they could create it from scratch. Instead, they likely harvested embers from natural wildfires. This discovery significantly influences one of the most fiercely debated questions in archaeology. Control of fire represents a critical turning point in human evolution. The study appeared in the journal PLOS ONE. Our third story takes us to the island of New Providence in the Bahamas. A team of underwater archaeologists has excavated three shipwrecks linked to the Golden Age of piracy for the first time. As reported by Live Science, the Golden Age of piracy was a notorious period between the 1680s and 1720s. Famous pirates like Blackbeard, Calico Jack Rackham, and Anne Bonny ventured across the Atlantic, Indian, and Pacific Oceans. Many of these outlaws kept their headquarters in Nassau, the capital of New Providence. After attacking a vessel and stealing its cargo, cannons, and supplies, pirates would burn the ship to the waterline to cover their tracks. In 1718, New Providence Governor Woodes Rogers saw 40 ships burnt and sunk by pirates. However, this research presents the first time archaeologists have managed to excavate such shipwrecks in the Nassau Harbor. A team of archaeologists and filmmakers from the New Providence Pirates Expedition and Wreckwatch TV conducted the research. After receiving permission from the Antiquities, Monuments, and Museum Corporation of the Bahamas, they performed excavations in 2025. With the help of local divers, the team found six shipwrecks, including three related to the Golden Age. One vessel from Nassau Harbor contains mostly ballast stones used to stabilize ships, but also includes planks, frames, and wooden tree nails. The second wreck, located around 22 miles east of Nassau, contains weapons such as an iron swivel gun, a large deck cannon, a grinding stone, and lead musket balls. According to marine archaeologist Dr. Sean Kingsley, co-director of the New Providence Pirates Expedition, these weapons indicate that the ship either belonged to pirates or to authorities hoping to defend against them. The complete lack of cargo makes a pirate origin more likely. The third shipwreck includes two degraded hulls, rigging, glass bottles, hull planks, and cooking galley bricks. Archaeologists also found shipping containers and dozens of clay tobacco pipes with the British coat of arms. The pipes were likely manufactured in London in the 1740s or 50s, indicating that this was an English ship traveling to the Bahamas after the pirate era ended. We end our week at an incredible mass burial in southeastern Spain. A new study reveals that most Copper Age children at the site suffered from chronic respiratory illnesses. As reported by Science News Today, Camino del Molino is Europe's largest known Copper Age mass burial. The massive circular rock-cut burial chamber contains more than 1,300 individuals and dates to the 3rd millennium BC. The community used the site for more than 700 years. Investigating childhood disease in prehistoric populations presents difficulties because complete juvenile skeletons rarely remain intact. However, a multi-institutional team of archaeologists at this site discovered 48 intact child and adolescent skeletons. This discovery provided an unprecedented look at disease patterns across multiple parts of the body. The team found that 92% of the remains show at least one bone alteration caused by disease. 67% of those alterations have porous bone changes and skeletal markers associated with respiratory infections. This evidence indicates a long-lasting or recurring history of illness. One type of alteration involves porous lesions on the skull and leg bones. While these lesions can accompany rapid childhood growth, individuals across multiple age groups showed these changes. Furthermore, the frequency rate is extremely high, and the team found other indicators of respiratory illness. Archaeologists discovered that the children who displayed the most bone changes were either between 1 and 4 years old or between 10 and 14 years old. These children often had distinctive marks like serpent-like grooves and pitting on the skull. Previous research links these marks to early-stage tuberculosis. While this does not confirm the presence of the disease, the team notes that the periods with the most bone changes align with the ages when children are highly prone to respiratory diseases like tuberculosis. According to lead author Dr. Sonia Diaz-Navarro, a researcher at the University of Burgos, disease patterns remain similar across children regardless of gender. The evidence suggests that the children encountered identical environmental hazards, including indoor smoke, close interactions with animals, and airborne particles from cooking and craft activities. The study appeared in the International Journal of Paleopathology. That wraps up the news for this week. For more stories and daily news updates, visit Archaeologica on the World Wide Web at archaeologica.org, where all the news is history. Also, be sure to check out our growing subscription platform, Heritage Broadcasting Service, at heritagetac.org. I'm Laura Kennedy, and I'll see you next week.
This has been the audio news from Archaeologica, presented by the Archaeology Channel. Be sure to check back with us next week for our next edition. You can spread the word about the audio news by clicking on the Share This link on our audio news webpage, or just by telling your friends. Thanks very much for stopping by.